Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflections of my mind. Is this the kind of day to leave myself behind? So gently swaying through the fairyland of love. If you would just come with me, I'll see the moon.
Find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
for Roaches. This is Senior Bowl, and I'm celebrating freedom with you on Saturday, May 1st at 7 p.m. at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miami Town, Ohio. This Sunday, May 2nd, it's the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse in downtown Cincinnati, with informational speakers on drug law reform, music by Los Andes, Rich Spirits Drum Circle, the Reefer Girls, sign and costume contest, giant joints, and a march to the Justice Center with Pot and Hash and Reefer Roach. Details can be found on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions and Cures Not War. Hey, this is Senior Bull, MC for Hemp Rock's Marijuana Marches and Reefer Rumbles, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to the airwaves of 95.7 FM in Cincinnati.
All right. Okay, we gone. Roll it. Champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high.
All right. Muddy Waters. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man rolling the pot. And today, it was my fault. The clip in my computer said legalize marijuana, Bob Marley. And we had apparently a collage, and I came in on some Pink Floyd. So I think my Pink Floyd folder decided it wanted to get in bed with Bob Marley or something. So anyway, we were going to play Legalize It, but instead you had a collage of, I think, Pink Floyd stuff, which was really cool anyway. That's all right. I have no issue with that. I can always listen to Pink Floyd, especially when I'm high or stoned or tripping or doing whatever. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio, as Senior Bull said, and we are here at WVQC.org, soon to be 95.7 FM, and then we would be WVQC-LP, Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. I personally can't wait. Now, I heard from Katie yesterday that elections is coming up here for board members, and I believe that they have four. They're going to add two. That would make a six-man board. You know, this is a nonprofit organization here at Media Bridges, ran by Media Bridges Nonprofit Public Access and Online Goodies. And it's a democratic process, so if you want to be a part of it, you can be a member for $30 and not only support this show, but other shows like Cincinnati's Conscience that follows us on Monday and lots of other really cool shows. And you can vote for those board members. Anyway, if you want to call the show, it is 513-564-9600. We actually know how to do the phone patch now, don't we, Chuck?
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. He gets to be on the mic today. Unfortunately, we are still trying to get a third mic in here, so that's another reason why we need you to be members. And underwriters, if you're a business in the area and you want to support and sponsor, it really isn't a sponsor. It's called an underwriter because we are non-commercial, non-profit. So, but if you are a business in the area, and I do have to give a shout-out to the coffee shop next door. I'm going to forget the name of the place. But the really cute guy with the long, pretty curly blonde hair, if you girls out there like him, go see him because they got really, really nice curls on that head. So anyway, but the, you know, the coffee, what can I say? But he delivered it, so I'm giving him a shout-out. That's all, because he was nice enough to play delivery boy for us. Anyway, if you are a business and you do want to support, you can become an underwriter, and you can either call us or you call Media Bridges. But if you want to get on the line with us and say your piece about the drug war and marijuana prohibition or whatever is on your mind, 513-564-9600. Now, in the second half of the show, we are going to debut today a friend of mine that I've known since about 1995, since he was about 17, 18-year-old kid. He joined Hemp Rock back then. Matter of fact, he helped launch the original Hemp Rock radio show on the other nonprofit station in the area. That, of course, actually, I started it in Christmas of 92, got a show at the Christmas holidays, and that was the launch of Hemp Rock Radio after Hemp Rock TV. As Chuck knows, we actually started Hemp Rock TV over in Public Access in Kentucky in 1992. So that at the beginning of 1992. Christmas of 92, that same year, is when Hemp Rock Radio followed. So, you know, it's just kind of been kind of an incarnation. So our guest today, who's going to be a periodic guest, is Bryce Wiener. He will be on at the second half. And he, as I said, joined us back then. He actually named me at that time the Happy Hemp Stress, and I just didn't want to stress over hemp. I figured I didn't want to sew with hemp anymore. I wanted to tempt with hemp, so I became the Hemptress instead and took out the S. So you folks out there that always want to call me the Hempstress, it's okay. We don't care, but I changed it somewhere. You know how people are. We're weird. We like to change things and all that good stuff. Anyway, he's going to be covering the West Coast for us. And he has an update today on what's going on with the taxing and regulating initiative that will be on the ballot as far as we're concerned. So stay tuned in the second half, about 25, 20 till. Bryce Wiener will be on from Santa Barbara, California, and we'll be talking to him about some stuff. Now, some of the things I didn't get into yesterday, these are announcements that I want to make sure people are aware of if they want to get more involved. First of all, you do need to, and I think Tanya yesterday said you can go to her, do a search for MMJ Action Network or just do new.mmjactionnetwork.com, I believe, and you'll find the busted video. You can also go to drcnet.org and find the busted video there. But Steve Silverman with Flex Your Rights and DRCNet, they are putting a new one out. So they are inviting you to the film premiere and webcast of 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. Now, folks, that is tomorrow. So if you are in the D.C. area, go to the Cato Institute, and it'll be a live webcast. It's a lecture and the film premiere of the webcast of the 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. Now, if you can't make it to D.C., now, again, I'm telling you this because it's tomorrow, noon, high noon. I wonder why they did that. Anyway, if you can't make it to D.C., you can watch it in the live webcast at Goo, that's G-O-O, Goo, dot G-L, /B, lowercase, D-D, uppercase, lowercase E. Goo.gl /BDDE. And you want to write that down?
No, I was going to say that you'll be able to watch that here in a couple of weeks on Hemp Rock TV.
Awesome. You're going to be able to get that recorded.
Okay,
wonderful, wonderful. And that's something we didn't have a whole lot of time to talk about. Now, we have started with Chuck and Jay's help out there, the new Hemp Rock TV online, and you can get there through the WEEDRadioNetwork.com. Tell us about what's going on with that, Chuck. You're in charge of that, so give a rundown on what you're doing.
Yeah, we only had it up there for about a week and a half. And there's a few videos up on there. You can watch AB390 promos we have for the rally.
Those are
not
really
quite finished yet.
It's an ongoing progress, project and progression. Let me
and
put
if
it
anyone
that way.
Has any videos they want to put up there, you put it up on there, and if I like them, I'll play them on Hemp Rock TV, too.
There you go. There you go. Anything that you think pertains to the drug war, the marijuana prohibition, or politics in general that we, you know, agree with, because if you send us something we don't agree with, we're going to do a rebuttal. But, yeah, it's really cool. Matter of fact, he mentioned the promos for the Worldwide Marijuana March that we have here on the radio. Those are also now put together with some video that he did. And they are so cool. So all I have to say is you just have to go to WEEDRadioNetwork.com, click on the really cool Hemp Rock TV logo that Jay made for us with the roaches hiding. It's really cute. And click there, and you'll find Hemp Rock TV. And then check out, there's a couple of videos, right? Myself and the Dope Boys right now.
Yeah, Dope Boy.
And you'll have Senior Bulls real soon and your own real soon.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, stay tuned because, no. Oh, yeah, yours is in the second half. Brian's was in the first half. So you'll hear Chuck's little spot for the rally coming up here in just a few minutes. What time we got? Let's see, 1:23. All right, I want to move on to some stuff. Anyway, so you know about tomorrow with the Flex Your Rights video. On March 27th, that's a couple of days from now, a few days from now, Sensible Missouri will be having a patient conference in Columbia, Missouri. The purpose of their event, I should say, is to educate the general public regarding the efficacy of cannabis for the treatment of chronic and terminal illness. The location is Daniel Boone Public Library, and that's in Columbia, Missouri, and the time is 2 p.m. this Saturday, March 27th again. Now, you could probably do a general search for that, for the Columbia Sensible Missouri Patient Conference. I'm sure you can find all kinds of information about that if you're in the Missouri area. If not, I'm sure you can get the information and tell the folks you know in Missouri. We might be in Cincinnati, but because we're on the World Wide Web, we like to tell things that are going on worldwide. So people here in Cincinnati know that there's more than just what's happening here in Cincinnati, this little tiny box that everybody is in around here. And unfortunately, in this city, you get to go to jail for marijuana, so it's different in other parts of the world. Anyway, now, this is something that I definitely want to talk about. This is also about medical. This is a press release for Dr. Andrew Weil and the folks who do not exist. Dr. Weil is the leading integrative medicine physician in the U.S. In that role, he has used his experience and study to create for physicians a course of instruction at the University of Arizona. One of the herbal medicines studied is cannabis. Cannabis is the plant that representatives of the U.S. government, the drug czar, DEA, FDA, and others, charged with knowing such stuff, says has little to do too little research to be used safely by humans. Let me say that again. They say it has too little research to be used safely by humans. If anyone wants to study cannabis, one of the major sources of cannabis research and clinical use on humans is the extensive library created by Patients Out of Time and publicly displayed at www.medicalcannabis.com. That's easy to remember, Burn Man, medicalcannabis.com. The researchers and healthcare professionals who have produced and published this worldwide science, including the science itself, do not exist. The federal government repeats that continually, and the media apes their propaganda, in other words, copies. The DEA and the House of Human Services have been studying 50,000 pages of research since October of 2002. What they say is at drugscience.org. Just a few days ago, Andrea Barthwell, a spokesperson for U.S. marijuana policy, said on Fox News that the data, and therefore the people who have worked for decades to study and publish cannabis science, simply do not exist. There are two reasons she and the others so situated expose their total lack of knowledge about which they speak: ignorance or hubris. They either know the science exists or just do not say so, or they are placed in public to lie. A plant to lie about a plant. The 6th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics will be held on April 15th through the 17th. This year in Warwick, Rhode Island. It is accredited by the AMA and the ANA, that's the Association of Nurses, American Association of Nurses. Hundreds of healthcare professionals will attend, and Dr. Weil will speak to them about his work, as will other physicians and researchers from Canada, the U.S., Israel, Jamaica, and Brazil. You would think all those folks who work in the war on people, who use drugs, could have found out Patients Out of Time exists. At $17 billion a year, the U.S. government is certainly able to find out what we know, that the AMA and the NAA know the data exists, that there have been 5 previous conferences presenting such knowledge. Missing is credibility, honesty, and academic professionalism at the federal level. That behavior is what should not exist. Now, that comes from Al Byrne, co-founder for Patients Out of Time. Patients Out of Time is a national organization for medical patients. Our very, very, very good friend Osh, who travels around the country, goes to a bunch of conferences, I can assure you will be there. He's a member of POT, Patients Out of Time. That's right, folks, is an acronym. POT. Now, here's the really cool thing. Let me tell you who Dr. Andy Weil is. Dr. Andy Weil, if you know, he's also known for 8 Weeks to Optimum Health. He comes on Oprah Winfrey's show all the time talking about health. He definitely espouses hemp oil. Now, it so happens that he's also a doctor that approves of psychedelic use for medical purposes. So he's one of the founders of the Telluride Colorado Mushroom Conference, and it's Colorado, I believe, Telluride, Colorado, I think, or Oregon. I forget which state it is. I didn't do very good in geography, sorry.
I think it's Colorado.
I think it is Colorado. But, you know, every year, I believe, or every few years, they have the Telluride Mushroom Conference.
Colorado.
It is Colorado. And Dr. Andy Weil is one of the founders of that. He's written books on mushroom use and psychedelics. So at the same time that he is going to be at the April 15th through the 17th Patients Out of Time Conference in Rhode Island, it will be teleconferenced at another conference in San Francisco area, actually in San Jose, a little city outside of San Francisco, that same weekend. And that is, of course, the MAPS conference, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, folks. This is the greatest organization if you believe in psychedelics. Not everybody does. They range from LSD to ibogaine with mushrooms and all sorts of other things intertwined with that. You've heard about spice and K2 or K3, I think it's K3 or something that's out there in the market that they're trying to ban. Those are called analogs. And what those are is they are chemicals that are built to match the chemicals in the substance. So kind of like a synthesization, I guess.
Like Marinol.
I guess, sort of. Yeah, I guess you could say that's an analog. but I'm not really sure. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a chemist. I will not even try to explain that because I can't. But they were invented by Alexander Sasha Shulgin. And he will be the dinner honor on Saturday night in San Jose at the MAPS conference. Now, folks, I'll be talking about that a little bit more in the second half of the show, so we'll leave it till our new correspondent from California comes on, because we're going to talk about that conference. But we wanted to remind you, if you are in the Rhode Island area, if you'd like to travel like our friend Osh, you want to be at the patient conference in Columbia on the wrong article. In April in Rhode Island. Okay, what time do we have here at Hemp Rock Radio? Alrighty, we are going to, let's see which clips we have here. Go ahead and play clip 6 and 7, Burn Man, and we'll... Actually, you know what? We're going to go ahead and go to our bottom of the hour clips, and then go ahead and we got a song coming up. We've got Ozzy Osbourne, and I hope it's Ozzy. It's Marijuana Sweet Leaf.
6 and 7.
Yeah, go ahead and hit 6, 7, and then let 8 roll. This is Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back with our guest from Santa Barbara, California.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a lawyer.
I'm a journalist.
I'm a student.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a representative.
I have cancer.
The outdated laws of prohibition are more dangerous than the plant itself.
I lost my scholarship.
I was fired.
20 million arrests since 1965. This is getting ridiculous.
Our prisons are overcrowded with nonviolent offenders.
We have the opportunity to change.
This is costing our country billions of dollars.
Making my family and I fight in a courtroom is difficult enough when I'm already fighting through chemotherapy.
There's no reason to be scared by tradition anymore.
We can stop this.
We can stop this.
We are the American people.
We can stop this.
And you have our support.
We're old.
Young.
Straight.
Gay. We're every race and nationality.
And we're not going to give up.
You can tax it.
You can regulate it.
Apply age restrictions.
You can create millions of new jobs.
We can save our economy.
President Obama?
It's time for legalization.
Legalization?
Yes.
We
can.
Yes, we can legalize marijuana. Contact the local chapter of Normal at mbnormal.org or call 888-385-2843.
Realize I can't forget you. Oh, you're so-
I'm the Burn Man, and I'm celebrating cannabis freedom with you on Saturday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. at the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest in Miami Town, Ohio. Then Sunday, May the 2nd, it's the 2010 Worldwide Marijuana March from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Hamilton County Courthouse in downtown Cincinnati, with informational speakers on drug law reform, music by La Sante, Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Reaper Girls, sign and costume contest, giant joints, and a march to the Justice Center with Pot and Hash and Reaper Roach. Details can be found at the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Or online at HempRock.com. Brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions and Cures Not Wars.
Hi, I'm Jay Statzer, drug war prisoner of the Wahoo 3, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio, Free Jay, Free the Weed, on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org. Coming soon to WVQCLP 95.7 FM Cincinnati.
All right, I swear it's Stephen Hawking. It's gotta be Stephen Hawking, that's what that scene sounds like. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio, I am the Happy Huntress. And, of course, you know who that was, I'm trying to tell you. And the Burn Man and I are sitting here in the studio. And, oops, I had the wrong mic on. Hope everybody can hear me. I forgot. I'm on mic 2 today, not mic 1. Oops. Anyway, it's Hemp Rock Radio. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I'm backwards and upside down and on the wrong mic today. But I am going to introduce my guest. It is 1:38. Go ahead and hit that button. And we are on the line with Bryce Wiener, our new Hemp Rock West Coast correspondent from Santa Barbara. How you doing today, Bryce? Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
Good afternoon, Hemp Rockers. This is Bryce Wiener coming to you live from inside the Hemp Rock Radio West Coast Command Center in sunny Santa Barbara, California, bringing you the latest dope on the struggle for the people of California to leave the nation and finally ending marijuana prohibition. It has been a long, hard road since the mid-90s when Proposition 215 was passed, first legalizing marijuana for medical use. Now, over a decade later, the discussion over the legality of marijuana is finally coming to an end. The final count of valid signatures released tomorrow. Excuse me. The final count of valid signatures will be released tomorrow. However, in a Hemp Rock Radio exclusive, it is our prediction that the number of requisite signatures for ballot initiative 1377, changes to the California laws to legalize marijuana and allow it to be regulated intact, will indeed pass the signature verification process, which will end tomorrow, and the measure will appear on the November 2010 ballot. Given the widely reported statistic of 56% of Californians being in favor of outright legalization, this may very well be the year that California asserts its 10th Amendment rights as a member of the union and legalizes the sale and possession of marijuana for any and all use. If you Google for California Initiative 1377, the first link presented will be a PDF from the California Secretary of State that provides the exact text of the measure that will appear on the ballot and possibly become law. As a member and volunteer at the Grassroots Research Education Cooperative, a verified signatory to the ballot initiative itself, and a 15-year veteran hemp rocker, I don't think I have to tell you what an honor it is to be a Cincinnatian in exile in California and be able to witness these changes on a grassroots level. So in the coming weeks and months, I hope to have the opportunity to share my experiences leading up to the election and highlight some of the cultural and legal preparations being made in anticipation for its passing. I believe that this is really important for Cincinnati hemp rockers because this process will serve as a model for all future legalization efforts across the nation. It forces local cities and counties to develop their own legislative style to cope with these changes, and it does so much in the same manner as the legislation that already exists for other sin industries, like coming to the world-famous high-class strip joints. Given the nature of the discussion in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana legislatures, this information will be absolutely vital in the coming years to convince those in power that they have nothing to lose and everything to gain from the legalization of marijuana. And let's face it, once California legalizes, you're just not going to be able to make the same arguments against it anymore. This is coming to you live from the Hemp Rock Radio West Coast Command Center. This is Bryce Wiener, and that, my friends, is the Straight Dope.
Awesome, Bryce. Very, very good. You know, I just can't wait for November. You know, here's the thing. We've got 2 hours a week, and it's not enough to get all the information out there. I get stuff in my email that is just blowing the doors off this drug war, and we don't have enough time to talk about it. So I'm glad that you can definitely see it from the West Coast side and let us know what's going on out there down on this end of the country. Now, you know, federally, it's going to happen, too. This is something I want people to be aware of, and there is actually a Facebook out there, Bryce, about this. And it has everything to do with what's going on your end of the country as well, because, you know, they keep, even though President Obama has put out the mandate that there is to be no more federal raids of the patients and their distributors or dispensaries in states that have medical, but they're still doing it. If they get busted on the federal level by the DEA, then when they go to court in the federal courts, they're not allowed to say, but I'm in a state that says I can do it, right? So what's happening now is there is a House Bill 3939. It is the Truth in Trials Act, and this will allow medical marijuana patients to put their defense in federal court. Now, this is a national day of protest. There's groups across the country, and I wish I could get out there myself and do it, but we can't, and at least I can't anyway. I hope some other people can. But I know that it's going to be happening out in some of the places in California, Bryce, as well as in Colorado and Oregon. That is the 26th of this month from noon to 2 p.m. It is the national day of protest against the illegal raids by the DEA on medical marijuana, and you can find that group in Facebook. But it is to support the House bill 3939. So, you know, on that topic, Bryce, what is going on out there? How many, you know, we don't see everything. I hear about most of it, but what is the latest on any of the dispensaries that are getting busted out there in L.A. and the different cities out there?
Well, in anticipation of the passing of this bill, you know, this has gone on for years in California, really since they first started the medical use of marijuana legally.
Yeah.
And this past year, I think there was two joint resolutions in the House of, you know, the state Congress of California, and no less than three initiatives that were submitted to be considered to be passed in the legislation this year. Two of the other legalization initiatives failed. However, this third initiative, 1377, for all intents and purposes, looks like it's going to pass. Now, in anticipation of this, cities like Los Angeles have started to pass their own legislation to sort of fine-tune how this will work within their county, within their jurisdiction. So what you're seeing is a lot of laws being passed regarding how dispensaries are supposed to operate and how far they're supposed to be from schools, that sort of thing, and busting all kinds of people.
You know,
now, the busts are not for, quote-unquote, legitimate dispensaries.
Right. You know, I have to stop you for a minute.
Go ahead.
You made a comment about how they're part of the regulations they're doing is how far should it be from a school. And the first thing that pops into my mind is where I live, there is a Walgreens literally on one corner, and on the opposite corner, 50 feet away, is a school. So I don't really see the issue. I mean, I guess if it's like people are getting drunk at a bar, you want the bar farther away from the school, at least if it's open during school hours anyway. But I bet you I can find bars all over town that are next to schools too.
Plenty of them in Covington.
Oh my God. You know, up in Price Hill, okay, you've got the two Catholic high schools, Elder and Seton. Right across the street from there is Club 52. Now, it's an old guy's bar, but that's not the point. And there's another one down the street.
Well, you mentioned bars and alcohol, because the actual legislation, you know, the text of 1377, and I do encourage everyone to go and read it,
mm-hmm.
What it does is it puts it underneath the state regulator for alcohol and tobacco.
Crazy.
So it uses all of the existing legislative and legal structures that already apply to alcohol and tobacco,
yeah.
And just add marijuana on top of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know,
it's kind of like the most painless, straightforward way to implement, you know, decriminalization.
Yeah, you know, there's just so many different viewpoints. You know, I want to bring up Dennis Perone, who was the author of Prop 215 in California. We had him on a few weeks ago for Medical Marijuana Week, and he is adamantly opposed to taxing marijuana, and he says that's because any pharmaceutical that you get at the pharmacy, like Walgreens, CVS, any of them, it doesn't matter where, and this is, from what I understand, a federal thing. In all states, they do not tax you on your pharmaceutical drugs that you get. Now, I haven't ever really paid attention if they tax aspirin over-the-counter drugs. I think they do, but I think if it's the prescription kind, they don't tax you. And Dennis's perspective is if all marijuana use is medical, which he believes, then and you get it like you get it at the pharmacy, at the dispensary, it should not be taxed. Now, I'm not debating his side. I'm kind of on the fence on that because I think if it is somebody that goes to their doctor and wants to pay their doctor to go get a prescription of it, that's the way they want to do it, then don't tax it. If it's done in a way where somebody can go sit down in a place and have some really good coffee and enjoy the vaporizer, like in Canada, tax it. There's, you know, Toronto, their shops are the head shops. They're allowed to call them head shops, and they're allowed to sell bongs. Can you imagine that? And you can sit down, you can get a cup of coffee and buy something in the store and sit back and pull your pot out and load it in the vaporizer or the bongs they have sitting around in the little seating area where people can hang out and have lunch and, you know. So, but at the same time, food, if it's going to be food, if it's under that kind of a thing, then, you know, for instance, in Ohio, they tax food if you eat it in the restaurant. But if you take it to go, they don't. So maybe there should be something like that. I do believe in taxing in the sense of we need funds. I'm not opposed to all taxes. I'm opposed to income tax, number one, Bryce. I think you know that. I think that it should be consumer tax instead. That way, whatever we buy is our purchase power. And that's where. And then we have more money power to buy the more products to pay the taxes that way. I believe that's how Texas does it. So I have no issue with the taxing concept. It's the income tax issues that I have. But there are so many other sources of hemp, aside from smoking it, eating it, whatever, that we can tax, that we have to look at that too, and that's what the politicians aren't looking at yet. At least by doing this,
well,
though, it's going to take it out
of
criminal.
That's a lot of what's fueling some of the bucks that are going on for dispensaries.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, the cooperative which I'm associated with, the Grassroots Research and Education Cooperative, it is completely non-profit. And it is those for-profit enterprises that are not provided for under the existing medical marijuana legislation.
Right.
So basically the law is you're allowed to give it away, you're not allowed to charge for it.
Well,
and it's those dispensaries that are operating in a commercial model that are getting in the most trouble. The ones that are like a farmer's market where people bring their product and it's, you know, a membership helps maintain the site and, you know, and it's a fair trade of money for the cost of growing the product.
Right.
That sort of environment is absolutely legal in California, and some of them are just simply huge.
Yeah. Yeah, the one in Brooklyn is really
any of the commercial enterprise.
Yeah. Well, I guess then maybe the difference should be if you go nonprofit, then you don't get taxed. If you go like UDF down the street, then you get taxed. I personally have no issue with retail profit organizations. My family, you know, was grocery, and I grew up in that kind of business. I've worked most of it my life, retail, wholesale, and I really don't have an issue with marijuana being sold like that, whether it be like a pack of cigarettes or whatever. If somebody prefers to maybe get medical quality from somebody else that sets it up for just patients, then they shouldn't tax that, I guess. But I certainly believe that whatever is happening, it should be in the direction of not criminalizing and keeping it criminalized where people like us all go to jail. I'd rather pay taxes than go to jail. I think that's really the bottom line, whether I use it medically or not, because, you know, I'm going to use it whether it's legal or not as well. So I think whatever works best.
Well, in the same manner as the healthcare debate that has recently gone on.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're for the legalization of marijuana, There's all kinds of implementation strategies and tactics that everyone considers, quote unquote, their favorite.
Right.
You know, as you mentioned, there are those who consider medical, you know, all use of marijuana, all consumption of marijuana is considered medical consumption.
Yeah, that's Dennis's idea.
Then there's the opposite side of the coin, which says that all use of marijuana is recreational.
Yeah.
However, the one thing that both sides have in common is the use of marijuana and the absolute, you know, conviction that it should no longer be prohibited for, you know, sensible adults.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, if they want to act like it's beer, or like beer, it isn't, obviously. Beer can kill you, pot can't, unless a ton of it falls on you and or the cops or somebody shoot you like Steve got shot last week, getting robbed. So it can kill you, but that's secondary to the nature of the plant. But, you know, they changed the laws with home brewing of beer many years ago to where small companies, microbrews, buddies can brew in their basements, things like that. You're allowed to make so much a year, things along those lines. Now, I mean, if somebody wants to grow in their backyard, like their tomatoes or like they're brewing beer in their basement, and they want to grow it in their basement, people should be allowed. That should not be taxed any more than somebody brewing beer in their basement gets taxed for the beer that he drinks that he makes himself. If you then take that and go sell it somewhere, there probably should be regulations. Like if our friend Kenny is selling tomatoes, he's doing the urban farming and raising money for the homeless and himself, doing a little garden and selling a few tomatoes here and there, that shouldn't be taxed. If, well, actually in our state, as I said, you know, like Kroger's doesn't tax, they're not allowed. We don't tax food unless it's eaten at a restaurant. But there are states that do. West Virginia does, at least they used to. So if they sell tomatoes out of Kroger's in West Virginia, then they should tax those tomatoes and the wholesale retail end, not the grower just selling to their friends. And that's kind of where the level is, I think, with marijuana. I think if somebody can grow it in their home or in their backyard, they should be allowed to and be left alone. If somebody wants to go commercial and start marketing it to somebody else, then it should be taxed. If it's done in a medical way, like, say, Sativex, maybe that's the medical, some of that medical stuff shouldn't be taxed. That's kind of where I come from, is if it goes into, like, well, not Marinol, because that's not the real thing, but extracts and other things that they're doing, such as sublinguals or sprays. So maybe those things are the things that shouldn't be taxed, but if it is used in other ways, then it should. I think that, you know, this government knows how to tax. There's always this myth, Bryce, you know, you always hear, oh, they don't know how to tax it, that's why it'll never be legal. And I'm like, so what makes marijuana such a magical plant that as soon as that topic comes up to Congress, they all sit around scratching their head, well, I don't know how we can tax this. How do we tax this stuff?
And still make their money.
And still, yeah, I mean, obviously, they'll tax air if they could.
Goes, if the people will lead, the leaders will follow.
And that's my favorite bumper sticker.
And if California has proven anything, if you legalize and then let it go, and when I say let it go, you leave it to the individual cities and counties to determine how they're going to implement the state law,
yeah,
everybody is happy.
Yeah.
Because no individual locality is forced to do something they don't want to do.
Right.
But they have to still follow state law. So just like how they handle, you know, some of the other sin industries in the Cincinnati area, where they give licenses for strip clubs, for instance.
Yeah.
So that there can only be so many strip clubs within the city limits.
Right, right.
That's now what's happening with with the dispensary and co-op issue, where they're issuing these licenses, and you can have just so many of them within an area.
Right.
It's all progressive.
That's right.
Once
definitely
the legislation goes through, then everything becomes possible.
Absolutely.
All routes of taxation, usage, and legalization become possible.
That's right. Well, listen, Bryce, I appreciate you jumping on with us today. Now, when is it that we're going to have you on next?
I think we've been talking about once every 2 weeks or so, and I think that would be pretty good even in this instance, because the signature results on the ballot will be released tomorrow, and then that'll give at least another 2 weeks for things to fall out and
some developments to occur.
Wonderful.
As far as disappearing on the ballot in November.
Well, stay on it, and if anything happens between now and next week, we'll get you on next week. But we didn't get a chance to talk about, matter of fact, if not next week, the next time you're on, we didn't get a chance to go over what I promised everybody about the MAPS conference. Bryce and I will talk about that in the future. We are both going to be in the San Francisco, San Jose area for that conference.
We'll be going to the MAPS conference.
That's right. We're going to go do the psychedelics conference together. That's right. So we'll talk about that. But real quick, I want to give a plug that I promised last week. This is for the Cali Chronics, the freeeddieapparel.com. That is E-D-D-Y, Eddie, freeeddieapparel.com. And what these are is T-shirts and stuff that if you purchase them online, money goes a dollar from each item sold goes to Eddie's prison commissary account. Now, very quickly, you can listen to this, Bryce. I'm going to get him to, Burnman's going to kick in that last song. We got about a minute to talk over that music, and then we're going to go out because we got, if another show's coming in, we got to get out of here. But anyway, Eddie Lepp is a the biggest medical provider and grower in California that was busted by the feds a few years ago, fought over and over, and eventually lost. Why? Because he could not put in the federal courts that he was a medical provider under California law. So that is another reason why we want to support that other House Bill 3939 for the feds. But if you do go to freeeddieapparel.com and get something, a dollar goes to his commissary. You can probably also donate for Eddie there. And anyway, I wanted to get that out for Eddie. He's a great guy and doing time in federal prison right now because of the feds and their crap. Bryce, it was great having you on. Well, if we don't talk to you next week, we'll have you on in 2 weeks from now. It's Bryce.
Great being on with you again, Lynn. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Hey, I already, you know, you couldn't hear. I told the story before how you started out with us and even named me the hempstress, and I took the S out sometime later. But so we'll talk about that next time, as well as what's going on out there and the MAPS conference. And you have
Sounds
a great...
Sounds great. Have a smoky day. Shine on, Cincinnati.
You bet, and have a very sunny, hempy afternoon in California. Talk to you later. All right. I'm the happy... And he was Bryce Wiener, still is, on the West Coast. And this is the Burn Man as well, across the table from me. He's rolling the pot. And, of course, you know this song. It's our out song for now. It's a miracle, because it is a miracle.
Thank you, Lucy, calling me.
We'll be back next week.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man. It's Hemp Rock Radio, WVQC.org.
Yosemite's been turned into a golf course for the Japs and the Dead Sea is a live rap between the Tigris and Euphrates. There's a leisure center now. They got all kinds of sports. They got the green shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree. And a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man from me. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Another miracle. By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4, Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
We got oceans of wine. We got famine when we need it. We got design and crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche. Ferrari and Rolls Royce.
choice. She sent me near the garden of Gethsemane, my dear. The Lord said, Peter, I can see you. How small I'm here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown. And a farmer in Ohio is just repaying the loan.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WBQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race is civilized. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org. A member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
We care in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stop runs me years and years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano head comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.